I thought that was a nice song to lead us into the sermon. And I must say thank you for Katrina for stepping in at the last moment and playing the other hymns for us. Thank you. Christmas is cancelled. How many times have we heard that over the last few years? During the pandemic, because of rising infections or shortages of supplies and fuel, we have heard those words, Christmas is or could be cancelled. But can Christmas be cancelled? Can the day that we celebrate Jesus coming to this earth be cancelled? It got me thinking about the Christmas story and posing the question, what if Jesus had never been born? What if the first Christmas never happened? That it had been cancelled? No virgin birth, no baby Jesus wrapped in swaddling clothes lying in a manger, no shepherds receiving angelic news of the Christ child, and no trip to the stable in Bethlehem, no wise men making a long journey from the east, from the star, in order to give gold, frankincense and myrrh to the baby Jesus. What kind of impact has Jesus made on others in the last 2,000 years? What specifically, what impact has Jesus made in our lives? Is our life any different because Jesus came to earth and was born as a baby in Bethlehem? Christmas is the celebration day of that moment in history when God came down to earth in the form of a virgin-born baby in order to reveal God's love for sinful mankind with his death on the cross and paid our sin debt in full. It's at a time that God shows his love to everyone. Every year we remember this truth and celebrate what Jesus did for us. He came down from heaven to earth so we could have eternal life. Jesus has made an incredible impact on the world. It is estimated there are between 1 and 2 billion Christians on the planet. If Jesus hadn't come, we wouldn't be here today. Think through the last 2,000 years and the difference Christ and Christians have made in the world. In what John 1, verse 1, we read, in the beginning, the Word already existed. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. And in verse 14, so the Word became human and made his home amongst us. He was full of unfeigned love and faithfulness. The video we played of John 1, that was a powerful dramatization of the chapter of chapter 1 of John, and it really portrayed that passion of those words. These verses tell us of one of the amazing truths that ever happened. God came to our little world and became one of us. He came to this earth so we would know exactly what God was like, so we could have a personal relationship with God, that we could experience the light of life. Often our biggest concern for Christmas is about finding the perfect present for everyone on the list, or on our list, or the things that we have hoped for are not available. The weeks leading up to the big day can be stressful, as we have to stress about finding some sort of gifts that need to be purchased, and because they're on back order at Amazon, or having to get all the Christmas food around when planning family gatherings. Then on the day, planning to see who sits next to who around the dinner table. Open up the presents, sharing those homemade mince pies, singing Silent Night in the church on Christmas Eve. How can this special day of celebration be cancelled? Looking back in history, I wondered, has Christmas been cancelled before? And I asked Professor Google that Christmas had been cancelled before. It was in 1647. Parliament had won the Civil War in history in England, Scotland and Ireland. King Charles was held in captive at Hampton Court. The Church of England had been abolished and replaced by a Presbyterian system. The Protestant Reformation had restructured churches across the British Isles, and holy days, Christmas included, was abolished. The usual festivities during the 12 days of Christmas, December 25th to January 5th, were deemed unacceptable. Shops had to stay open throughout Christmastide, including Christmas Day. Displays of Christmas decorations, holly, ivy, and other evergreens were banned. Other traditions, such as feasting, were likewise restricted. Christmas Day, however, didn't pass quietly. People across England, Scotland, and Ireland flouted the rules. In Canterbury, the usual Christmas football game was played, and festive holly bushes were stood outside house doors. Christmas Day was celebrated in the very heart of Westminster, and the church wardens of St Mary's Church, which is now part of Westminster Abbey, were arrested for failing to stop the celebration. The London streets were decked with holly and ivy, and the shops were closed. In the Bible, it tells us about the true reason for Christmas. It tells us also that the plan was set out by God right from the beginning. According to Romans 3:23, we read, "For everyone have sinned and fallen short of God's glory." Because of this, in Isaiah 59, verses 1 to 2, we read, "The Lord was unable to save sinners, but our sins have made a separation between him and us." Mankind has violated his laws, and we have not, and not what he intended us to be. The only one who can end our separation from God is Jesus Christ. Apart from him, there's no way for us to come to the Father. In the book, The Story of Redemption by E.G. White, we read back at the very beginning that sorrow filled heaven as it realized that man was lost and that world which God had created was to be filled with mortals doomed with misery, sickness and death, and there was no way to escape for the offender. The whole family of Adam must die. Imagine what it must have been like when Jesus spoke to the angels of heaven and told them the plan to save the people of earth. He told them, he then made known to the angelic host that a way to escape had been made for the lost man. He told them that he had been pleaded with his Father and offered to give his life a ransom to take the sentence of death upon him. And through him, man may find pardon, that through the merits of his blood and obedience to the law of God, they could have the favour of God and be brought into the beautiful garden and eat the fruit of the tree of life. In the book of Colossians, chapter 1, verse 19 to 22, we read from the letters of Paul, "For God, in all his fullness, was pleased to live in Christ. And through him, God reconciled everything to himself. He made peace with everything in heaven and on earth by means of Christ's blood on the cross. This includes you, who were once far away from God. You were his enemies, separated from him by your evil thoughts and actions. Yet now he has reconciled you to himself through the death of Christ in his physical body. As a result, he brought you his own presence, and you are holy and blameless as you stand before him without a single fault." What an amazing thing that is. Christ paid the penalty for our sins by dying in our place. He made peace with God through his blood shed on the cross. Even though we were formerly alienated and hostile towards him in our thoughts and behaviour, Jesus reconciled to us so he could present us to his Father as holy, blameless and beyond reproach. He paid the penalty so we could be forgiven. When we believe this and accept what Jesus did on our behalf, we are cleansed and reconciled to the Father. And Paul writes in Colossians 2, verse 9, "For in Christ lives all the fullness of God in a human body." Matthew writes in his gospel in the New Testament that this man who they were following were also revealing the Old Testament prophecy. In Matthew 1:18-23, we read, "This record of Christ's birth reveals that he was conceived in Mary by the Holy Spirit, thereby fulfilling an Old Testament prophecy. Joseph was told to name the child Jesus because he would save the people from their sins." This isn't just a history story. Christ's death is relevant to us in 2021. Paul writes in Romans 5, verse 10 to 11, "For since our friendship with God has been restored by the death of his Son, while we were still his enemies, we will certainly be saved through the life of his Son. So now we can rejoice in our wonderful new relationship with God, because our Lord Jesus Christ has made us friends of God." That's the good news, and that's why we celebrate Christmas. If Jesus had not been born as a baby and grown up here on this earth, we could not have been reconciled with God. The Lord sent his Son to earth to provide a way to forgive us and rescue us. The story of Jesus being born in a manger in Bethlehem is because God loves you. That's the good news for the season. Because of Jesus' birth as a baby, there is hope. All we have to do is believe in Jesus and his message. Paul writes in Ephesians 1, verses 13 to 14, "And now you Gentiles have also heard the truth, the good news that God saves you. And when you believe in Christ, he identifies you as his own by giving you the Holy Spirit, who he promised long ago. The Spirit of God, God's guarantee that he will give us the inheritance he promised, and he purchased us to be his own people. He did this so we would praise and glorify him." On the first Christmas that never, if the first Christmas had never happened, would you be any different than you are today? The message of Jesus is our guide for living and a light to show us the way out and to give us hope in a dark world. If we ignore it, then it is like someone who destroys his compass and torch and tries to find out his way out of the jungle at midnight. If Jesus had never been born, here are three things we would never have experienced. One, what exactly God is like. The Christmas story reminds us God is not distant. He came down from heaven. He became flesh to be with us when things are tough. He listens to us when we pray. And he is always with us when we sleep, at work, at play. In today's messed up world, many have a messed up image of God. They sometimes think God is like a judgmental father waiting for you to mess up so he can punish you. Or God's like Santa Claus who wants to grant you every wish. Or God's like a gentle old grandfather who loves everyone and doesn't really care what we do. Or God is so remote that he's there somewhere on the edge of the universe. But we may not always feel it, but God's always near. God's always faithful and he never forgets us. Two, his relationship for us. Imagine not having that personal relationship with God. God isn't interested in what religion someone belongs to, or what rules follow, or how messed up your life is. God is interested in relationships. We read in John 1, verse 12, "But to all who believed and accepted him, he gave the right to become children of God." If Jesus had never been born, we would never have been able to have that personal relationship with God. We might never have become part of his family, a family which will be together forever. Three, to experience the life he has for us, we would never have the opportunity to experience the light of life with Jesus. Or experience the abundant life so we could have eternal life when he comes the second time. John 1, verses 4 to 5 says, "The Word gave life to everything that was created, and his light brought light to everyone. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness can never extinguish it. The story is told of an explorer who was walking along the top of a mountain and fell through a hole. And he dropped down several hundred feet into a cavern. And he was stuck down there almost in total darkness for over a week. No food, no water. He cried out every day, "Help me," hoping that someone would hear his voice and figure out that he was down there. Sure enough, a man came along and heard this faint sound and looked around and found the hole. They dug him out and they asked him, "How did you hold on to the hope day after day in the dark without giving up?" He said, "There was one little pinhole, ray of light that was coming through, and I just kept focusing on that ray of light." A light shining in the darkness has a way of drawing our attention. In the midst of darkness is a way of giving hope. The light that shines, that Jesus shines, is a ray of hope to see God's promise of a life, abundant life, now and eternal life with God. The good news to everyone today is that Christmas is not cancelled. The Christmas celebration day cannot be cancelled. We are not sure what this year's celebrations will be like, what restrictions may be in place, but the takeaway from today's talk is that God loves you, and that is why he came to this earth to show his love to you. In a quote from the classic film How the Grinch Stole Christmas, Dr. Seuss does a pretty good job explaining why Christmas would never be cancelled. Because maybe Christmas doesn't come from a store. Maybe Christmas means a little bit more. No one can cancel Christmas from stopping Christmas from coming. Remember that this God accepted to let his son be born into this world of sin, to suffer that cruel death on the cross. Mary had accepted responsibility to care for Jesus from birth to adulthood. Joseph accepted to be Jesus' earthly father. Not even King Herod had fulfilled his plan and managed to kill all children of the two. Think about that for a second. The God who created this world and everything in it, including you, knows what it's like to be you. He knows the ups, he knows the downs, he knows it all. And that's the God we get to celebrate at Christmas. That's the God that this season is all about. So yes, this Christmas may not be a normal Christmas due to supply shortages. We may not have all the presents we wanted. We may not have that delicious cake, mince pies, roast potatoes, sprouts, or parsnips. Christmas is more than that. It is to celebrate God's coming down to this earth and save us. In another quote from The Grinch, we read, "Now listen to me, young lady. Even if we are horribly mangled, there's no sad faces at Christmas. The message is not all about the food, the presents, the decorations. It is about that Christ is born as our Saviour, as we seek to make happy faces with everyone we meet. This year, let's make sure that there's no sad faces, as we remember the real reason for the season and enjoy the celebration as Jesus experienced the despair of this world and overcame it with hope, love, and life."
Thank you so much for that. It's a real reminder of what the true gift is, and I thank you again for the gifts of toys that will go, and I remind you again, as Paul says, that you go with the gift of Jesus Christ and the life that he has for you. We will